We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Still don't know?
Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. Leroy first asked me during the break, who is this? I was like, I only know the Will Smith version. And then I was like, oh.
I
love that nice
voice. I do that to my kids all the time, right? Because, you know, they hear a beat and they go, oh, I like that song. Dude, that song ain't. And I have to go get the original, you know, just to play it for them so they understand that a lot of these artists are not being original. We have found someone, someone who went English, went American to English.
Okay.
And it is Jeremy Piven. He will be in Downton Abbey for 10 episodes.
I don't think he will be. I think he's been.
Oh, he's been. He already did it. Okay.
Yeah. So he's a bloke in that show?
Yeah. I mean, Downton Abbey is like one of the biggest, you know, shows in England.
It's definitely a big swing for him from Ari Gold.
Right. But how about this? You know, I was reading up just to find out, you know, how he would do it. He went to the Piven School of Arts or whatever. His parents owned like a theater school or something like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So they probably, like, as a child, made him speak like a bloke for, like, a month.
Well, you know what? I remember as a kid, like, my dad was, like, big-time football player in Louisiana, right?
Yep.
And so, I mean, my dad was, you know, he was a quarterback. So everybody would talk about, you know, my dad and the quarterback or whatever. So me and my uncle, we would always go play catch with my dad, who couldn't play football anymore because his knee was, like, jacked up. But so just wanting to hang out with my dad and wanted to be in the things that my dad – I just kind of got caught up in the football because I liked, you know, running routes for him and catching the ball. And me and my uncle would go out and run routes against each other. And I would imagine if every day your parents got up and went to a school and you were a kid, you want to go hang out with your parents. So you kind of get sucked up by it.
So did you see yesterday, Leroy? Adam Schefter just tweeted out that the Buccaneers, they are going to unveil their new uniforms today.
No!
At 1 o'clock. Yep. New uniforms for TB12.
If they don't go back to the original creamsicle, then never mind.
Yeah, well, you failed. Their uniforms right now are some of the worst in the league. I hate those. I didn't mind the newer version of the Buccaneers when they won the Super Bowl in. I thought those were kind of nice.
Pewter?
Nobody
uses pewter as an outfit.
Whatever. It was a good look. I mean, you know, the creamsicle we romanticize. It's like one of those things that's so awful that you miss it.
Right.
But these new uniforms, I mean, my God, they were terrible. So it's good for the Buccaneers to make a change, especially if you're bringing Tom Brady into the fold. But Tom Brady yesterday, he put out this letter in the Players Tribune. I'm not reading all of this because I got no interest in watching and reading a bunch of Tom Brady gobbledygook on the internet. No thanks. Especially when he says the only way is through. That's the title of the piece. Pass. But I did.
You highlighted some portions of it.
Well, yeah, I went to one of these blogs that went to the highlighted piece, and the only thing I'm quite frankly interested in is the team petty in it, because of course.
Listen, guys who are that competitive, they, like Michael Jordan at his induction speech blasted a high school coach, right? Right. Like, come on. That's what gets them that far.
This is the thing, though. This is the thing. So his one mention of Bill Belichick in the entire piece was this. Quote, by the way, in the sixth round, it's not like Coach Belichick himself was on the other end of the line. It was his assistant, Burge. We just want to let you know that you've been picked by the New England Patriots, Burge said. Now, that is cold. Especially when you find out that he has a thank you list on the Patriots, where he goes, of course, it starts with the entire New England organization and Robert Kraft. The entire Kraft family extends to the countless individuals who played such a valuable role in my 20 years as a Patriot. The teammates and coaches, past and present, old friends, new friends, the neighbors who went trick-or-treating every year, but mostly I'll miss the fans. No mention of Belichick in the thank you?
He did.
No mention of Belichick by name?
He said coaches.
Nah.
Hey, hold on.
That's very rude, Leroy.
Hold on. Let me explain to you how this works. Okay? For 20 years playing under Bill Belichick, anytime they asked a question about how great Brady was, his response, he's a good player. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So on the way out, he gave him some of his own medicine.
Nope.
And he goes under coaches. So that's what that was about.
Belichick did the right thing when Tom Brady left, and he said, the greatest quarterback of all time. That was in his statement.
It took him 20 years.
He gave him the rub. Years. It's very rude of Tom Brady
not
to go out there and say Belichick by name. It's rude.
Nope, it's all fair game, my friend.
I thought that was low rent from Tom Brady. A rare low rent moment. Nope. In your thank yous, you're not going to thank the head coach who you've been partnered with for 20 years?
He did.
No,
coaches.
He did. Coaches?
Yep.
He's had one coach.
Coaches.
One. No. You could say Coach Belichick and the rest of the staff. You don't say coaches. That's rude. It's a rude thing to do. And
it's
mind
not
you,
rude. It's not rude.
It's very rude. It's not only rude, it's very rude.
Let me explain something to you. He is giving the coach the same treatment that he's gotten for 20 years. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
On the way out the door,
I don't care.
Bill Belichick said he called him the greatest quarterback of all time.
So it took him 20 years to get to that point?
Doesn't matter. He got there. It's rude.
Don't care. He gave him some of the same treatment. And guess what? Neither one of them, Bill Belichick could care less, and Tom Brady could care less.
No thanks for Bill Belichick for winning a Super Bowl with scoring 13 points?
Hey.
No thanks? Nothing to say?
Hey. Well, I'd be more here. You're talking about the one where you only scored 13 points. What about the one where all the cornerback talked about was jumping that slant route? That's coaching right there. Fourth and one, you knew you was never supposed to win that game. What about your first Super Bowl? If you want to think, should you be thankful? What about the first Super Bowl when they won in spite of you?
Sounds like you're on my side.
No, I'm not.
Sounds like you're on my side because it's all fair game.
Like, no, look,
it sounds. I think I've swayed you.
No, here, I would like you to get out of your feels.
I'm not in my feels. Right? I'm not a Patriots fan.
And understand. For 20 years, this is the way their relationship has been.
If anything, I'm a more fair arbiter of this than anybody because I hate both of them. I hate Belichick and I hate Tom Brady.
Then why are you making a big deal about it? Oh, because you want to stir it up.
Yeah, I'm not stirring it up. I just said I just find it to be I find it to be unbecoming of a guy who's been mostly classy in his career.
I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, oh, there you go. That's it.
It's rude.
No thing that, like, man, look, when you win six Super Bowls together, right? Think about this. How was the relationship between Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick?
Not great. Okay. Frosty.
But Bill Parcells never won without Bill Belichick. You think he'll ever say that?
Bill Parcells?
Yeah.
No, but are we going to
put our
standard of character into Bill Parcells?
No, I'm just saying. Like, if you follow the path of these two individuals' lives and careers, you understand how it ended up here.
Let me ask you this. You've said with the whole when we talked to the director of the Wade piece about the documentary where he talked about how I've never seen Wade that animated in a room when he talked about Riley, how upset he was about the breakup.
Right.
Okay. At the end of it though, in retirement weekend, was Wade classy to Pat Riley? Did he not embrace him when his number went up to the rafters? Did he not give him a lot of love and appreciation?
And guess what? When Tom Brady's jersey goes in the Ring of Honor in New England, Bill Belichick will do the same.
Nah, he won't.
You know what? How about that email that Riley sent D Wade?
Yeah. What about it?
No, he got it.
In his drafts.
Right.
He said he...
I'm just telling you, man.
Pat Riley, the best person there ever was with words. Pat Riley needed 4 months to write an email.
Right. Here's what I'll tell you. You have two individuals who the petty is strong in. Right?
Yes.
Like, and it just is what it is. It doesn't matter, like, what you think of that. They probably just look at it and chuckle. Like, it took...
No, 20, I don't think so.
Think about it. 20 years.
I think Bill would have liked a little bit of a, hey, I threw you a bone. I called you the greatest quarterback of all time. Just a little thanks.
With how he's talked about players and how nonchalant he's talked about some of the great players he's had on his teams... Right? It's all fair play. So if somebody just gives him, yeah, good,
nah,
good
nah, football nah, coach. Nah, I don't, good football all, coach. I don't think that he reads the letter. I don't think that Bill Belichick reads something the only way, the only direction is through or whatever the hell the title was.
With all the little Tobins out there, you don't think somebody ran to him at 6:02 this morning and gave him the letter?
Now you're speaking my language. Yes. Right. Somebody comes to him and they say.
Come on. Of course.
Like I wouldn't even be surprised if it was his lady, his girlfriend. You know, they're on the boat, you know, they're self quarantined, and she goes, huh? And he goes, oh, well, what is it, sweetie? He goes, Tom thanks a lot of people here, but doesn't mention you.
What? He did. Coaches.
No, that's not a mention.
But that's how. Hey, guess what? When Bill Belichick retires, he's going to say, I had a lot of great players. He ain't going to mention them by names. That's what he does. Like, it's all fair game. If you're not going to ever single out a player, which he's never done,
you know,
good
who's
or bad, then you get lumped in with the coaches.
Guess who's introducing Jimmy Johnson to the Hall of Fame?
Troy Aikman.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right.
Come on, man.
Who do you think will do Bill Belichick? His son.
Future coach of the Patriots, Steve Belichick?
Yep.
Let's get to headlines.
who do you think will do Tom Brady?
Edelman?
No.
Gronk? Who does it have to be a Hall of Famer?
No.
Giselle?
Oh, my goodness. Now, you want to talk about petty. She holds down everybody. In another language.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right. So big news yesterday for mixed martial arts fans like myself. Dana White announced that UFC 249 is going to take place. It is Tony Ferguson against Justin Gaethje for the interim lightweight title. It is at an undisclosed location in America. We also learned that Dana White is soon going to purchase an island where he is going to host UFC cards from here on out until he's allowed to have them back in America, basically. So, I don't think it is terrible. I mean, I respect it. You want to talk about a guy who's going to put a death grip on a goal. That's Dana White.
Why do you pick and choose when you want to hook your horns into a topic?
Like, here's why. Here's,
like, because I feel the Tom Brady stuff,
right,
is so much. It's so, like, just minimal. It's nonsense. But this Khabib, Dana White thing,
right?
Oh no! Like, there needs to be an investigation. There this has to why, be more though, behind it.
Because I'm mad. I was mad already that the fight wasn't going to happen. Like, that's the most mad I'm going to get. There's no Khabib versus Tony Ferguson. But I've already had this feeling before. So now it's like, quite frankly, this is why. I didn't think the fight was going to happen. I didn't think anybody was going to fight
right
at UFC 249. And now there's a fight happening. And I got to say, when a guy says, I'm going to make something happen, and then he goes and buys an island and has secret locations, I got to respect it. I got to, you know?
All right.
It gets to a certain point.
I just think that what's happening here is so much more egregious than Tom Brady not saying Bill Belichick by name.
No, right? That was, I mean, it's
but you just blew over this, like, them's the breaks.
Them's is the breaks.
All right. I'm just like, yeah, man.
Khabib's not champion. He's still champion.
Two champions in the same weight class.
Nobody's gonna think of Tony Ferguson as the champion. No one is going to.
I'm telling you. You know what I'm thinking right here? Please, Tony Ferguson, don't lose.
Please don't lose.
Please don't lose. Because if you lose, right, the next fight might not even be with, was it Gaethje?
Yep.
It might be, they might just go Conor and Khabib again.
Wouldn't be surprised. They've done it before.
Right, because you can't, like, because now when the champ loses, now you're shell-shot. You're like, we better get these big fights in, and the belt is irrelevant.
Big news yesterday, Leroy. Apparently the NFL is ending pass interference reviews, that it is not expected to be extended.
You know why? Let me tell you why. Okay, because just imagine you do something wrong or make a mistake, right? Are you going to readily admit your mistake? Or are you going to fight as to why you made that decision in the first place? So you're talking about a bunch of officials. Nobody wants to show out the other guy, right? You're definitely not getting one overturned.
Never.
Never. But here's the kicker. We used to get a list during before the games, that week of the game. And there'd be a list of the number of penalties that were called on certain people. So, for example, we had officials like line judges who would always call when the tackle would try to cheat back a little bit. Right, to get back as far as possible without being in the backfield. Well, they had some officials who wanted him basically on the line. Don't cheat it. And if you tried to cheat it, we call it on you. There's other officials that let you get back a little bit, but still consider you on the line. There's some officials that the DBs know they're going to let us play. They're going to let us chicken fight a little bit. And there's other officials that, if you graze the guy, he's going to call a flag. We knew all these things. for somebody to take a standard rule
yep.
about these things and look at it from somewhere else and judge if it's a penalty or not messes up the flow of the game, because we already know about these officials. And if they call these plays, even if so, a guy who calls a lot of pass interferences, if you get a ticky-tack foul, you know it was coming. You got to be more careful. That's all part of the game. That's part of the game. You're killing part of the game, because up in New York, they don't see that. All they see is a penalty or not a penalty.
When we come back, big news yesterday, Leroy, in the world of Tua Tagovailoa. We'll bring you that next. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Take it up until 10 o'clock today. We'll play a little bit of Damage Is Done, My Friend, coming up in just a matter of minutes. Voice of the UFC, John Anik, is going to join us next hour. We'll talk a little UFC with him, as he has been, I'm sure, much engaged with all this stuff of Khabib and Tony Ferguson not being not happening. And now we have Tony Ferguson versus Justin Gaethje, which is going down in just a matter of time. So very much looking forward to talking to John on the program. We'll do that next hour. Yesterday, Leroy, did you see that we had Patrick Sertan, who was on WSVN, and he was asked about the idea of could Byron Jones and Xavien Howard be the next Sertan-Madison cornerback duo? And and he says, these guys haven't even played together yet. You're talking about two legendary players, two guys who are probably going to have their names in the rafters at Hard Rock Stadium pretty soon. You're going to compare them. I like the duo. They're very talented young cats. That's always an interesting term, young cats.
Young cats.
Interested in seeing how they work together. It's going to be a couple more years, 5-6 years before you compare them to us. We're probably the best duo with our playing days in the league. And they haven't even played a game together yet. We'll see. I'm pulling for them. I do remember very much. It was when Sam was it Sam Smith and Sean Smith and Vontae Davis were drafted together. They were touting that that next Sertan Madison thing real early on.
No chance. I'm gonna tell you right now, it has no chance of happening. You know why?
Why?
Because Pat Sertan. Those two guys had more interceptions out of that position than I have ever seen as a tandem. And between the two of these guys, they got 3 or 4. They don't even have 10 yet.
Yeah, Byron Jones has an interception in 2 years.
Right. So, and the rules have changed, because the pass rush, people are putting so much emphasis on getting to the quarterback. The pass routes are shorter. Quarterbacks aren't just sitting back there. There's not as much man-to-man because all the receivers are running crossing routes. So it's just like they're going to be good, but it's going to be different because football is different now.
So yesterday was a big day, Leroy. Did you see your boy, Tua Tagovailoa?
You are definitely kicking the bottom of the sports barrel.
What are you talking about? This is the top. This is the tops, baby. This is the cream of the crop, as the old macho man would say.
If you were making a football cake, you stumbled across a shell.
Dude, this is a souffle. This is tremendous. Yesterday, Tua Tagovailoa released himself a hype video. And I love a social media hype video. And woo, Leroy, it's good. It is good. Oh, it is good.
Hey, did he do the Dak Prescott?
He did not, but you did get a little bit of a worky workout at the end where you get to see like him thrust his hips open, throwing the ball. So you got a little bit of that. Hips were looking good. I'm telling you. Dan, do you have the audio of this? Can we get a little bit of... Yeah, let me hear this. Leroy, get ready to get the goosies. This is masterful work.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua's got star power.
This is the best quarterback in Alabama history.
Tagovailoa.
He's got appeal.
He would definitely be a top three pick in my estimation.
So when you start talking about tanking.
People want to tank for Tua.
Miami tanking for Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa has been the best player I've ever seen.
If he didn't hurt his hip, I think he very likely would have been the number one pick.
Durability is going to be the concern.
A deadly tornado ripped through Nashville overnight.
We're not going to be able to do a pro day.
The spread of coronavirus.
Everything's just been stacking up.
If I promised you Tua was going to be healthy, is he going to be better for 10 years?
I don't know how the words to explain the lonely work he's done to come back from this.
If you give up on Tua, you might be missing out on something special.
Highest prospect I've ever seen in my life.
You want Tua? Come and get him.
Leroy. Tell me you don't have the goosies.
Nope.
Come on. You got the goosies. Be honest.
Nope.
Montage of voices doubting him. You got Tua saying, I don't know if we're going to be able to have a pro day. And then they're like, would Tua be a top pro? It was just, it was masterfully done. They went, that's a story arc. You do a story arc in 60 seconds and a hype video. That's a beautiful work of art. Tell me you don't want this guy as your quarterback. Come on. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because he's always hurt. Here's what I would say to folks. There's no doubt in my mind that he can be a long-term NFL quarterback. No question. Everything that everybody says is true. That one small little caveat, though. He's had three surgeries and never played a full season. Now,
Leroy,
are you willing to invest?
The video ends with him on the beach of Hawaii.
You know how it should have ended?
Hmm?
You know how it should have ended?
How?
With him limping.
No.
Dude's had two ankle procedures and a hip surgery.
Oh, dude, they're doing.
He's never played a full season.
Look, you gotta. I'm gonna send you the video so you can watch it because you're gonna see him doing the hip thrust. He's doing the hip thrust. The thing.
I don't care.
He's got like.
You know what he's doing?
He's got the Instagram ass model rubber bands around his legs.
You know what he's not doing?
What?
He's not doing it in the NFL.
Well, not yet.
Okay. Here.
And
who has a better chance of making it through a season? RG3 or Tua?
I mean, Tua. You talking about RG3 now? RG3 now, who doesn't have to play football?
No, I'm saying he's been banged up too. Who would you be willing to guess who would make it through a season, a full season? Tua? You're fine with Tua. You don't think he's going to get banged up.
I think the reviews have been fantastic. Why would I doubt what the doctors have to say? They're doctors.
Stop playing football, dude.
We're trusting doctors more than ever now. How about a little bit of respect for the medical profession? We're having a doctor on tomorrow. Does he do hips?
No. Oh. He's an infectious disease doctor.
Can we get a hip doctor too?
So here's what I'll say. And I've told you this before, right? I tore my rotator cuff. Spent the whole offseason working out. Whatever. Felt great. Strong as an ox. Back to my normal. I was playing regular football. Not even getting hit. I stuck my arm up and I was back to square zero after a whole offseason. Dude, until you play football, you don't know how healthy you are. Dude has never played a full season. In college, with the best offensive line, with the best football team, he didn't make it through a full season. Are you willing to risk your future of your franchise?
Maybe the offensive line was a little overrated.
At Alabama, dude?
Yeah. Maybe you're falling for a sheep in wolf's clothing.
So now you are going to question the talent of the rest of the team so that you can make Tua look better.
How'd they do without him last year? I rest my case.
They didn't even make it to the playoff, did they?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. All of a sudden, it's the system, eh? Can just pluck anybody in there. Whoop, boop. They should just roll on like the machine, right? Another spoke on the wheel? Not so much. I think it says something about them. And plus, how about this? Only team that got mentioned in that hype video? Miami. It's a match made in heaven. So only team.
So you're all in on Tua.
Did you hear LA mentioned in the video?
Here, I have a question for you. What do you think the percentages are that Miami takes Tua?
I'm gonna go 68%. They take Tua.
I'm gonna go 70-30 the other way.
70% they don't take Tua.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You think they're bluffing? You think this is all bull crap?
I think that you need a quarterback who's going to be healthy. And you can't guarantee that anybody's going to be healthy, but you certainly can't sign a guy who hasn't been healthy.
Leroy. He did the thing with the rubber bands, with the you see the Instagram ass models do these workouts with the bands? You ever see them walk around the gym with the little rubber bands around their legs? Yep. Like a little Barbie dolls?
Yep.
He's got that. He's doing that. But he's got he's got the thicker bands and his hips.
You know what I call that? Strength workout. You go at your own pace, no sudden movements. Dude. I pulled the hamstring doing egg toss.
Yeah, but you know, this is past your prime. You wouldn't have done that back in the day. You could have egg tossed all day. if you were on the Browns, you could have egg tossed for days, baby.
Hey, I'm just telling you. Like, this has nothing to do with whether I think Tua's going to be good. This has to do with whether I think he's going to be healthy.
I mean, the hype video, he looks pretty healthy. I'm just saying. He did the thing. He did the thing where. Listen, and he's doing this in the middle of a pandemic.
Unless he's playing football. Unless he's playing football, right? You can't. No. Stop.
Just watch. Stop. Will you watch the video for me? Will you watch it for me?
It doesn't matter.
I'm telling you. I think it'll change your opinion.
I don't care about no Jane Austen workout. He ain't playing football.
Who's Jane Austen?
There you go. You do some homework.
Jane Austen. Workout. Let's see. Jane Austen believed beauty could come in every shape. That's a lie. Oh. You talking about Jane Fonda?
No! Jane Austen was she was the equivalent to who was the overhyped exercise guy back in the day.
Richard Simmons.
Yes, she was the female version of Richard Simmons, but she was the other way. Jane Austen, she was a workout guru.
I don't have a Jane Austen coming up. I have Jane Fonda.
Denise Austen? No.
Who? Denise Austen.
Denise Austen. Let me see what there she looks go. Like.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, hello, hello, Denise. Wow.
Denise!
Good for her. Anyway, it's time to play our favorite game. Speaking of hips and injured hips, damage is done, my friend. You have a damage is done, my friend nominee, 67974 on the text line. We'll bring that to you next. Damage done. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Talk to voice of the UFC, John Anik, coming up next hour. I'll talk about the latest of this UFC 249 getting announced yesterday. And Dana White buying an island to host the rest of his fights. He's had to
how
see
real
some
is print. That?
No, it's real. He's going. He's telling ESPN. You think it's a fake island?
You know how many different places this card was going to be held? I'm not, like, until it happens, until he gets the island, until it's all done. Do you understand if you have an island, right? Yes. First of all, if you buy an island, it's just a bare island, you got to get all the stuff over there.
Correct.
Okay, electricity, all these things. You got to have a place for the people to stay. You got to have all these things.
Yep.
So to just say, oh, about an island, I'm going to do it. If you have one that already has those things, most of them have a lot of houses on them or a few houses, and they're using that land for that. They're not just going to have an area where you can put on an MMA card. So stop. It sounds great. It sounds unbelievable. It ain't going to happen for UFC 250.
He's got a gazillion dollars. What are you talking about?
You can only build so fast.
You think he doesn't have a? He's not gonna buy a souped up island. Like, you think he's gonna buy it bare? No, he's gonna buy it tricked out. Really? All the bells and whistles.
Oh my god, you are so gullible.
All right, we'll see.
You know what? I got a pond near my house. I wish I had some Tobin bass in there. I would catch them every day.
I just don't understand. Anyway, let's get to our game. Here's my nominee, my first nominee for the damage is done, my friend. The Miami Dolphins.
What?
They hosted a video conference, or are going to host a video conference with Washington quarterback Jacob Eason. I mean, come on. Miami Dolphins. The damage is done, my friend. There's no point to this. You're wasting Jacob Eason's time. You're wasting everybody's time with this even being out there. A clear smokescreen as I've ever seen one. You might as well just have Brian Flores and Chris Greer out there with a couple of sticks roasting marshmallows to make some s'mores. Because this is a smokescreen if I've ever seen one, Leroy. The damage is done, my friend. We know the quarterbacks they're interested in. And it ain't Jacob Eason. Get the hell out of here. What do you got?
Really? I'm going to go a different route.
All right.
I'm going to go from all these dummies, not mentioning any names, who think that within the next couple of months, there's going to be a fight at an undisclosed island.
Hey!
Right? Like, I get it. You're excited and you're getting all fuzzy for some UFC. And we're all excited about some live sports. But fat chance that's happening anytime soon.
Oh, it's happening.
Fat chance.
He says that April 18th, we are back. And they're doing the fight April 18th. And then they are back up and running with fights every week after that.
Oh, I yelled damage is done to somebody the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, you know, all the banks, if you go to a bank, right, you can't go inside except unless you have an appointment. So everybody has to go through the drive-thru. But, you know, in the first lane, the drive-thru is where the ATM is.
Mm-hmm.
But there were people pulling in to the first aisle to use the regular bank. So everybody behind them is getting upset.
Right.
Because they're trying to go to the ATM and they're pulling, and there's three other lines. So everybody's honking at this lady who's trying to cash a check and she should have been in the other line. She goes, sorry. And I'll roll down my window and say, damage is done. Everybody starts laughing.
Dan Day, do you have a damage is done nominee?
Yeah, ESPN's Jason Williams. He's holding on to this cockamamie idea of having the whole NBA sequestered on cruise ships to play games. Come on, man. The damage is done, my man. The season's pretty much ruined. There's no way you're getting these guys sequestered on cruise ships to play basketball. The damage
That's
is done.
That's a germ casserole.
Yeah, why do you want to? It's a terrible idea by Jay Williams.
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
I don't know. The University of Duke hasn't exactly been turning out, although it is one of those great you know, schools for higher education. You got my man Kyrie, who's a flat earther, and now you got Jason Williams with this idea. I'm starting to wonder about that school.
I'm telling you, man, it's people are just throwing stuff up against the wall to get it going. Here, I got another one for you guys. Carmelo Anthony. I'm glad that somebody had to say what had to be said, and that is Ben Wallace. Because last week, Carmelo Anthony is on Instagram Live. I believe it was with Dwayne Wade. And he said that if he would have been drafted by the Pistons instead of Darko Milicic, he'd have two or three rings. Well, look, first of all, you have no rings. The damage is done, my friend. And Ben Wallace, of course, enforcer, defensive player extraordinaire from the 04 champion Pistons, came out and said, guess what? If we would have drafted Carmelo Anthony, we would have had no rings. Because he would have ruined our chemistry. I'm glad somebody had the guts to say it and didn't have to pander. Because Ben Wallace, it could have been very easy for him to get a TMZ camera in his face and say, yeah, maybe we would have won more if we would have had Carmelo Anthony. He said what needed to be said, Leroy, and that is, we would have been old No Rings McGee if we would have had Carmelo Anthony. The damage is done, my friend.
Can I just say, everybody in the NBA knows that except Carmelo. He thinks he would have been an integral part in them sustaining championships, and everybody else is looking at him going, you're adorable.
I got one more for you. ESPN. The damage is done, my friend. Now they're apparently going to consider moving Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler to Monday Night Football, to which I say, why ruin a good thing to try and save another? They're so desperate to have this big Monday Night Football team. Why are they going to move this great college football broadcasting team that they have? Everybody loves Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler. They do a fantastic job. You seem like you got it nailed. You got Herbstreit. He does the game day. He goes to the college location. Now you want to move him. Does that mean he has to come off of game day now because he's going to be an NFL guy?
No.
The damage is done, my friend. Go get yourself an actual broadcasting team. May I suggest Jay Cutler, who is stuck in the Bahamas?
Nope. It works perfectly.
Really?
Ready? Here's how it goes. He does game day. Then he does the Saturday night game.
Yep.
Right? Then he flies to wherever he's going on Sunday. He meets with the teams on that Sunday. Game on Monday. That's it.
No.
Perfect.
I don't want.
You know why? Here's what I like. Here's what I like about that. A lot of these guys, Kirk Herbstreit, has seen or heard of in college. So to be able to hear about their transition from to the next level,
yep,
can only come from a guy who's had more of an eye on their careers than anybody. So, yeah, absolutely. Plus, I like the way he does games. He doesn't over.
I like the way he does games, too. I like the
Here's
way
what
he
I
does
hate.
Games, too.
Here's what I hate. Okay, former athletes, stop telling everybody who you talk to. That's not analyzing the work. Everybody always told me, I hate that. Who cares? We know you talk to the coaches and whatever. I don't want to hear, oh, I talked to office coordinator such and such. He was giving me some insight. Nobody cares. Talk about the game, the players, what you think has a chance of happening here. Here's what they like doing here. That's all I care about. That's analyzing a game. Not trying to go head on and show us how many people you know or how far you are on the inside. You're not a reporter. Don't want to hear about your sources.
Here's another one. John Harbaugh. All right. Ravens
no.
coach. Yeah. Sorry. Have to do it. John Harbaugh is worried about digital security during this all digital draft. Look, John, the damage is done, my friend. The digital draft is happening. Do me a favor and make sure that your password is an ABC123. All right. Make it a little bit more complex. All right. Throw a hashtag into your password. Just, you know, spice it up a little. I know that you want to make things as easy as possible. You want to make it password 123 with an at sign in the A.
I know it is. It is. N O
MOFLACCO. Noble Flacco.
Yeah, except he uses a zero for the O's in Flacco. All right, we come back. We get you caught up with your headlines. UFC broadcaster, the voice of the UFC, John Anik, he's going to join us next hour as well. We'll get into some more stuff with him. And Cam Wake gets snubbed. We'll get back to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.